It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A new streaming service devoted exclusively to classical music has launched, called Prime Phonic. The platform claims to have just about all the classical music ever recorded, with over 1 million tracks available at the push of a button. Users have access to 400 labels worldwide. Users can search by composer, title, artist, musical period, and genre. And background information, including anecdotes about the artists and recordings, is also available. Listeners have the option to compare different recordings of the same work side by side, which can give listeners valuable perspective on the evolution of classical music. And in addition, the team of classical fans behind the service has created a variety of specialty curated playlists that allow listeners to take deep dives into obscure corners of the classical canon, including medieval compositions and minimalism. Prime Phonic. Check it out. Until recently, the place you'd most likely encounter the name Anton Reicha was in the footnotes of books about Beethoven, because the two met as teenagers when they played in the same orchestra in Bonn, Germany. Reicha was second flute, Beethoven was playing viola. Reicha's name also pops up in biographies of composers who studied counterpoint with him in Paris, like Berlioz, Franz Liszt, and Charles Gounod. But an ambitious recording project by the American-Serbian pianist Ivan Illich suggests it's time to give Reicha's music a listen. Just released this week, the second in a planned 5-disc series, accompanied by documentary videos posted online. In an interview before a recital, Illich said, "Reicha's music was eccentric and esoteric. He was big on imagining different possibilities. I was fascinated by the way he broke the rules," Illich said. "He has a musical style that's pretty close to Haydn in terms of surface, but then he modulates in really weird ways," he said. This pianist is taking a gamble by devoting a sizable chunk of his career to the largely unknown composer, but he said, "I just need this music right now, and I need to connect with people who get this music, the humor, the stops and starts, the way that he's winking at the audience all the time with respect to what his expectations are." The CD is out now. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOX This Week in Classical Music, member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.